From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on this Memorial Day, a father remembers the son he lost in Iraq. But first. President Bush today honored the nation's war dead at the annual Memorial Day wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery, and he saluted troops currently fighting the war on terror.
Because of their fierce courage, America is safer. Two terror regimes are gone forever, and more than 50 million souls now live in freedom.
As the president paid tribute here in the U.S., in Iraq, two American soldiers died in overnight clashes with fighters loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. That took place in the holy city of Kufa. And in Baghdad, a car bomb exploded near the headquarters of the U.S.-led coalition, killing two people and injuring more than 20. Joining us now from Baghdad is General Mark Kimmett. He's the Deputy Director of Coalition Operations. General Kimmett, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
How are the U.S. forces in Iraq observing this Memorial Day today?
Well, I'd say at the numerous base camps we have throughout the country, everybody's doing it differently. I know here in Baghdad we had a fairly large ceremony out of Camp Victory that General Sanchez and his Iraqi counterparts came together and paid homage to not only the American soldiers that we've lost in combat throughout the years and most recently in Iraq, but also for the Iraqis who have been working with us side by side and who have spilt blood together for the freedom of this country.
Now, there's been more violence today. Two U.S. servicemen are dead after clashes with the followers of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in Kufa. What more can you tell us about that?
Well, those were two separate incidents. One soldier was killed by small arms fire, and another was killed from a rocket-propelled grenade.
And so does that mean the peace agreement is off?
Well, Muqtada made the peace agreement, if that's what he wants to call it, for the town of Najaf. We believe that involves the entire county, for lack of a better term. He seems to still have a number of his fighters in a nearby town called Kufa, and we've had a number of engagements over the past few days in Kufa trying to make sure that the Muqtada's militia stop operating there and quit holding that city hostage.
Does that mean that the peace deal for Najaf is now off then?
First of all, there was no peace deal. Muqtada made an agreement with the Shia house, the senior persons in the government representing the Shia religion. In that agreement, he agreed to stop all armed manifestations, as he called them, and that certainly has happened in Najaf, but it has not happened in Kufa. He agreed that all of his militia would leave Najaf except those that lived there. We haven't seen any leave. He agreed that there would be no place for weapons, and we are still seeing weapons. So we are continuing combat operations in the vicinity. We are not conducting offensive operations in Najaf. So we see that we are holding up our end of the deal. He is not. But I don't think it means that the deal is off. It just means that, as we saw in places such as Fallujah, it takes a few days before everybody to get the word, before the fighting to cease. Now, in the case of Fallujah, it took quite about 2 or 3 weeks before the fighting stopped, but it stopped on May 3rd, and there hasn't been any fighting since. We're cautiously optimistic that we can achieve the same results in the Najaf Kufa area.
And you're still wanting him to turn himself in to face murder charges?
Our objectives remain that he is turned into Iraqi justice to face an Iraqi judge for a warrant issued by an Iraqi judge in association with his complicity in the murder of one of the human rights leaders in Iraq.
There was also a car bomb explosion today in Baghdad. What can you tell us about that?
It looks like it was a vehicle was driving with a car bomb in it, self-ignited, suicide bomber. And right now, we believe that there were 4 Iraqis killed and possibly 21 that were injured in the car bomb.
General Mark Kimmett, Deputy Director of Coalition Operations, joining us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thank you.